This is WordWise, the weekly program that explores the origin, history, or tall tales behind common words or phrases, and brought to you by KWBU and the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. I'm your host, Christy Proctor. Today we have Dr. Blake Burleson, professor of religion, here with us to discuss the word spirituality. Dr. Burleson, welcome.
Thanks, Christy.
Start us off by helping to explain some of the differences between religion and spirituality.
I think one of the best ways to think about this difference comes from the Canadian scholar of comparative religion, Wilfred Cantwell Smith, who said that if you want to learn about a religion, you should study it from two perspectives. The first is as a cumulative tradition, and this might be what most people think about when they think of the word religion. The cumulative tradition is the compendium of myths, rituals, scriptures, doctrines, and morals of a particular religion, like, say, Christianity or Islam or Judaism. The second is the personal faith of the individual believers within that religion. Here is where I think the term spirituality is helpful. We recognize that each individual Muslim or Jew or Christian has a personal faith journey which is unique and unrepeatable. In short, religion is not identical with spirituality. Rather, spirituality is the form which religion takes within a person.
So my religion is the institution where I hold my membership. My spirituality arises out of that, and it is uniquely mine.
Right, that's a good way to put it. Your spirituality is your particular inner subjective experience of the divine, which can be manifested in your dreams, your mindfulness, your prayers, your meditations, your attentions, and your discernment.
So, do I need to be religious in order to be spiritual?
Christy, that's a good question. In fact, it's a question I think that many people wrestle with today. It seems that the world's great religious traditions, however, all agree that human beings are born with an innate capacity for spirituality. Religions may assist in developing that innate capacity, but they all agree that the hard wiring for having a spiritual experience is fundamentally human, something you're born with. I hope that helps.
It absolutely does. Thank you, Dr. Burleson. Dr. Blake Burleson is Associate Dean for Undergraduate Studies in the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. This has been WordWise, a production of KWBU-FM. I'm Christy Proctor. Join us again next week.